My friends, I don't have to tell you that we are living in a violent time, a time of unprecedented access to the news of suffering all across the globe. The body's nervous system is not equipped to handle the ongoing onslaught of upsetting information. We are easily overwhelmed. As a culture, we are swimming in pain, awash in trauma. Too often, we respond by disconnecting, dissociating. We see the pain in the form of innocent people being gunned down, their loved ones left tear-streaked and grieving. The pain is manifest in the form of those who stand behind the gun and kill. And it is also expressed in the lawmaker's greed. A person has to be pretty estranged from their own soul to choose money over the safety of children. The pain exists in each of our bodies, in every level of society, and everyone is in need of healing. What do we do with all this suffering? How do we heal? Here's how. We have to feel our pain and acknowledge it. We can't stuff it or medicate it, numb it out, or distract ourselves. Those do not make the pain go away. We have to feel it, because feeling it breaks our hearts. And when our hearts heal, they heal up larger. They now know heartache and can now more readily feel the pain of another. This is how our hearts grow in compassion. And this is how we choose love in the midst of pain. The third of our seven UU principles is acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth in our congregations. In every Unitarian Universalist congregation I have served, there are those who question the value of spiritual growth. They would rather the congregation focus solely on social justice programs because that is where they believe we can actually make a tangible difference in the world. But that way of thinking is missing something. Growing our spiritual capacity is what allows us to become more peaceful, more resilient, better able to cope with stress, and then to help others. The Reverend Rob Hardies is the minister of our UU church in Washington, D.C., All Souls Church Unitarian. And he said it so beautifully. I want to share his words with you. He said, spiritual growth isn't about a vertical ascent to heaven, but about growth in every dimension at once. It's spirituality in 3D. Growth in spirit doesn't measure one's proximity to a God above, but rather the spaciousness of one's own soul. Its volume, its capacity, its size. We need souls, he says, that can take in the world in all its complexity and diversity, yet still maintain our integrity. And we need souls that can love and be in relationship with all of this complexity. Instead of fight or flight, we need a spiritual posture of embrace. In the process of giving birth, a woman reaches a point where she realizes that it is too late to numb the pain. Her only choice is to give in. Resisting is futile. So she gives her body over to the process of labor so life can move through her. We must resist the urge to anesthetize ourselves, because this is how we got here. Perhaps we in the dominant culture have not been quite grief-stricken enough. And like all women who have given birth know, when that moment comes, all you can do is give in to it. You also know that we need others to support our weight. We need to take turns holding one another up. Together, we can carry any burden. The time for the rugged individualist is long past. That old model does not hold up anymore. We need one another. We belong to one another. And we need to be in community. In their book, Active Hope, the authors, Joanna Macy and Chris Johnstone, write, By refreshing our sense of belonging in the world, we widen the web of relationships that nourishes us and protects us from burnout. The sixth of our seven principles is the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. World peace. Sounds like a pretty large task. What does it actually mean that we're supposed to do exactly? Here's the good news. Your role is simply to stay firmly rooted in reality and then watch for opportunities to be helpful. I hope that you don't come here to have me tell you exactly what to do with your particular gifts. That's not how I understand my role in your life. My job is to help you get clear about your own highest values, and then to help create a place of support and encouragement so that each of you can act from that place. My job is to help you with your spiritual health. Your job is to figure out how to bring that best self out into the world. The world needs all of our talents. So if you are skilled at forming a plan of action and getting others to support your cause, then do that. If you are the nurturing type, we need you too. The world is in need of even the simplest kindnesses. If you have the skills of entertaining, we need you. We need to laugh now more than ever before. And if art is your jam, create wildly. You help the rest of us to feel. Scientists and researchers, learn all you can and then come teach the rest of us what you discover. If you are good at following instructions, we will need people who can carry out tasks. Holders of the vision, we need your wisdom and clarity. Lend your voice. And we need the people who are not afraid to call out the truth, no matter how unpopular it might be. It takes a village not just to raise a child, but to survive in these times. We need everyone to show up. Bring your whole self, all your gifts, to the table. Wake up. Be present. Open your heart. Feel. Express love. And don't hold back. Friends, this is our village. A place where we come together seeking comfort and sanctuary, a place where we remind ourselves and one another of our highest aspirations, a place to feel safe and loved enough to take a risk, to stretch our wings and really soar. The world needs us to come alive. So may it be so, and amen.